Okay, we are talking, we're in the Tanya, we're at the bottom of page Tov, Shin, Chof, Ches, in our edition, Perek Nun. Last week we began this chapter, and Tanya is going to talk about another type of love, as opposed to all the other loves that we were talking about, where the common denominator of all of them is to arouse us to Torah Navoda. But all the other ones, the idea of reflecting about certain aspects, etc., is it's drawing forth Hashem from above to below. We're down here, and Hashem is coming down here. The higher level of love, which he's just starting to talk about now, is that we want to leave ourselves and be enveloped within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, when you think about how you're really nothing and how amazing Hashem is, you have this fiery love, like the flame that wants to go up and high, which is the Yesod of Eish, which wants the person to elevate himself. So, all right, so that's what you have, to get out of your reality and to be incorporated into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's continue now. Very bottom, Tanya. Umizeh bo lidei tzimaon. And this brings you to thirsting for, yearning for. Ukomo shekos dav ha-melech says, tzama lecha nafshi, my soul is thirsting for you. And then what's after that? V'yachar kach, and then you come to lebechinas choylas ava, lovesick. And then v'yachar kach bo lidei chalus ha-nefesh mamish. You come to the point where you feel that your whole soul is just like expiring. My soul is totally expiring towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's much deeper levels. Let's next page, the commentary, Tov Shin Lamed. Okay. Mehis boinenus zu, from this reflection, hamis oreres es yesoda eshem neshama, that arouses the foundation, the element of fire in the soul. Ba neshama l'deit simon, the soul comes to thirsting. Hat simon shayach l'yesoda esh, thirst is connected to the element of fire. She'ein bo lachluchis, there's no moisture. V'hu yovesh l'gamri, is totally dry. That's what thirst is. When you're very hot, you're thirsty, right? V'cheinu baruchnis, so it is in spirituality. Al yedei tagboras yisoda eisha b'devshalukus, when you allow the element of fire, which is in the divine soul, to get stronger, harei yibol etzimon, you come to thirst. V'achach boli b'chinas choylas av, then you come to a level of lovesick. When a person has a thirst for something and he achieves it, he gets it, it satiates his thirst. What if you don't get it? The nechla, you get sick. This is the love sick. And then it comes to the expiry of the soul mamish. She yotzas nishmas ha-maguf, where the soul just leaves the body. Vein ha-kavona kan shebol dekach b'poel. We're not talking about where that actually happens, as it's going to be explained later on. She kesho'im v'daraga zu, she magil chas nefesh, and reach this level of lovesick, where your mamish expiring totally. Tzorch la'or ba'atzmo, you got to remind yourself of the bechina, of the aspect of shov, of returning. Got to remember, you can't let your soul run away with you, you're going to be dead. But rather, lifol ba'atzmo, you should activate within yourself, neshama tishar baguf, that the soul stays in the body. Shezel hakavon aliyono, that is the highest intention of Hashem. Lios lo dira b'tachtam, Hashem wants a domicile down here. Ella kavana, but the intention is bali de kalos hanefesh. What does it mean when he says he comes to the point of expiring of soul? Shalule pu'ula sa'adam loshuv lachor ha'isu nishmas yotzei. It means to say, if the person wouldn't actively want to bring the soul back, then the soul would leave him. In other words, you get to that point where the soul would leave, but you got to keep it back in. And we'll see what that all means as we get further along here. Now, he says, the Tanya now continues, V'nei mikan yetzei shorish halavim lamata. From this idea of the fiery love for Hashem, this finds its root in the Levites down here on planet Earth. Commentary, Mibachina Gvura El Yonas Niskel, from this aspect of the strengthening of the Mida of Gvura, of the higher one that we're talking about, who Shars Levim, that's the source of Levim, Hakoyan on the other hand, who is Chesed, he's the man of kindness. Shars Levim, Gvuras, and the source of the Levim is with Gvura, control. Okay, so now asks the famous question. Now, who is on a greater level, Kohanim or Levim?
Kohen,
right? But now you're telling me who's got more of that fieriness? It's the Levites. So that's where we have to now resolve this issue. El Shachura Yesh Tios, there seems to be a contradiction. Sharei Halavim, who taught for the Kohen. We know that the Levites are subordinate to the Kohanim. As the Pasuk says, V'yalavu Olecha V'yishar Suchu, they will accompany you. Levi means to accompany, also, Levoya, and they will serve you. So obviously the Levim are serving the Kohanim. V'yichsa Matim, how does that correspond? Masha's Rav to explain, Sha'ava Kirish Be'esh, the love that's like fiery coals, Sheba Bechinas Gvura, the Asa Gvura, Hilamala, it's higher than the aspect of the Kohen Ish Chesed. Al Zemitarz, therefore he's going to explain the following. Now there's brackets here. Ula Asid, in the future, Sheha Olam Yisale, when the world elevates itself in this Mans of Mashiach, Yuhema Kohanim, the Levim will be the Kohanim. Kamosha Kosev Arizal, as the Arizal says, Al Aposok, it says Vahakoihanim Vahalavim. It's called the Kohanim and the Levim. What does that mean? Shalavim shall achshav, the Levim of now, you Kohanim Laosid will be the Kohanim in the future. Commentary. Laosid in the future, Halavim you Kohanim Vem you Aikar. In the Mashiach's times, Levim will be the Kohanim. And that's gonna be, they're gonna be primary. Kibemis, because the truth is Halavim heim l'malakam. The truth is, Levim are higher than Kohanim. Ela sha'olam ein a kli shi'yair bo begilui bechinas givurus. However, the world right now is not an adequate receptacle for that greatness to illuminate in it in a revealed way this aspect of the gevura. Okay. And it's interesting, the little footnote in Hay says it's just like gold, even though it's important. Think about it. What's more valuable, gold or silver?
Gold.
Yeah. Okay, now, in the olden days, not today, but not that long ago, currency that was used to buy and sell things was made out of what material?
Silver.
Silver. Well, why is that? But not gold, because gold's too precious. It's not enough of it. We had to have a gold market, very few people could buy and sell anything because it's a very expensive thing. Silver was at least, it was expensive, but much less. I mean, what, let me follow the stocks. What's the price of gold now versus silver? I think silver is around 100. I could be totally wrong on this.
I think it's about 1,200 for gold.
But gold's over 1,000.
Yeah.
Over 1,000. Wait, always is like 10 times, more than 10 times more than silver. So in the olden days, when the money you had was really made out of silver, okay, so that's, you could use it. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, like, nothing's made out of silver. It's all backed by silver, supposedly. But that's what he's saying in footnote A. Kamo azav, like gold, aval, bishu chash, even though it's important, mikomokom ein ove lesocher, it's not used for business. Kihula mala meom, it's beyond. It's like way too expensive. So that's what he's, that's what he's adding on over here.
I think if you refine silver many, many times, you get sterling silver.
Yeah.
I think that becomes very expensive.
Could be, yeah. But we still don't use it as a,
not currency, no.
As a currency. Well, Kohanim, Tefein L'Kohanim, therefore the Levim are supplementary to the Kohanim. Ki Bechinas HaLevim Enu Chalav, because the real aspect of the Levite is not able to illuminate as much as it should, because the world can't take it. Masha ein kein kishiyasah l'olam. On the other hand, when the world will be elevated, hinei oz hu yeh kli l'kabel or mibechinas hagvuras, then he'll become a utensil which will be able to receive the aspect of gevura. Footnote vav. Now you understand a grape shot. Al derech se isa v'negil beishamai. Now you understand how it applies to the machlekes beisil beishamai. Shabashama heima bechinas gevura. So you know beishamai is the aspect of gevura, obviously. He's always machmer and everything. Ubeis hillel heima bechinas chasadim. Beisil is chesed. V'achshav halach beisil. Now the halach is like beisil. In the future, we know they'll all be like Beishami, because the world will be able to live with Gvura. Right now, the world is not a utensil that can receive that strictness of Shammai. Except in the future, because the world will be elevated. I think you can answer another question now that's very enigmatic. How could Korach been such a shoyta to go against Moshe? Moshe says that Aaron's the Kohen Gadol. You want to be the Hakim, you're a Levi. So, Dosidus, Korach was smarter than everybody. And he knew the Emes. The Emes is? In times when Shev Levim are supposed to be greater. As we said many times in the Parsha class, there was supposed to be a concept of a Levi HaGadol. A Levi HaGadol. So Korach saw accurately. But as they say, he was a man ahead of his time. He was right. When Mashiach woke up, what he had to do was just, his avoid in this world was to schweig, to be quiet, let it go. Korach, you are amazing. You really are. You're better than ever. He was. He was really spiritually better than everybody. The world isn't ready for you now. So what's your avoid? Your avoid is to wait. And make me your whole life. Just be a nice slavey, carry the aron, and do that, and sit on the sidelines, And then when Mashiach comes, then all of a sudden you're going to be the Levi HaGadol. But he couldn't wait, and that's always the downfall of great people. Adam Rishon couldn't wait till Shabbos. Everybody can't wait. It's always the idea. Some people are destined. You have to wait. So he didn't wait. So he wasn't off base. He understood. How could he go against the Torah? The Torah is written for this world. What about the next world? The Torah is not. The Torah's application in this world is only this worldly, but when we go on to the next world, then the Torah is going to have a different way of manifesting itself, and then the Levim would be on top. Okay, now just to clarify, we got this big bracketed footnote over here. Rabbeinu Medayek. If you look carefully at the Tanya's words on the page before, and he brings it again, Halavim Shel Achshav. Over here is the Levim of now. He says it right there as well. They will become in the future. Why didn't he just say Halavim? He could have said the Levim will be the Kohen. Why did he say Levim Shel Achshav? Levim Shel Now. Why does he have to add those two words? Hainu. Okay, v'hainu shalonem or shalom osid lavi. He's not saying in the future, you kohanim shalom mizera Aaron. He's not saying in the future there will be kohanim that are not from the seed of Aaron. Ke'atar lo te muchlevis. The Torah is not to be changed. Okay, ella. So the kohanim have to always be the leaders. El shalavim shal achshav, but the levim of now. Yivaldu La'av will be born to a father, Shemizera Aaron, from the seed of Aaron. Okay? He's saying the Levim of now will be the Kohanim in the future. It's not that it's going to change from Kohanim to Levim, but the Levim of now will be Kohanim. Okay? Well, they're going to Shvachidush. What's the chiddush? B'mash la'asid love in the future, yehem hakohanim. There will be kohanim. Bracket shalachura halo noldu l'koyim v'hem kohanim. Wait a minute, but if they're born to kohanim, they're kohanim. So what is he saying? Ki achiluk ben kohanim levim. The difference between a kohen and a levi ain't a rak mitzad aguf. It's not just a question of the body. Shezeh noled l'koyim v'zel a levi. This one's born to kohanim, this one's born to levi. El mitzad hashem is from the souls. Shanishamas HaKohanim, the souls of the Kohanim. Where are the souls from? Mibachinas Chasadim. It's the aspect of Chesed. They come from the aspect of Gvura. Unashamas Elu Shibabechinas Chasadim, those souls that are from the aspect of Chesed, Nimshachas Nolakoin, they are drawn forth and born to a Kohen. Unashamashchinas Gvuras, and those souls that have the aspect of Gvura, they'll be born to Levi. So that's what happens now. Right? Ulasid love in the future, Hanishamas, the souls. Shebechinas gvuros, those gvuradika souls, yivoldu l'kohen, will be born into a kohen. Kedei she'avoda al yoda, so the avoda will be through them. Okay? V'zeo mashakosev, what he means to say, she'alavim shal achshov. What does it mean, the levim of now? She'em nishamos, shebechinas gvuros, those souls, those gvuradika souls, Yiyu Kohanim will be Kohanim. Mitzad toldosam Lazarin, in terms of being a descendant of Aaron, they will be that way. Fetia Havoda, and the Avoda will be Adei Neshama Shebechinas Gvuras, will be done through the Neshama that are through the attribute of Guru. So what's he saying? He's saying basically, he's saying the Torah is not changing. It's always going to be Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Even when Mashiach comes, it's always going to be Kohanim. But what has happened till now is that we have what we'll call kindly souls versus controlling souls, right? So Hashem has arranged that the kindly souls are brought into the world to be born to a Kohen, and the Gvuradika souls have always been born into a Levi. That's what it's been till now. When Mashiach comes, what's going to happen, and that's a good thing, because right now, the service has to be, always has to be done through a coin, but through a coin who's the vessel that we can use, right? So therefore, okay, we have to operate with Chesed now. But when Mashiach comes and we can operate with Gvura, then we don't want those kindly souls being the Kohanim. We want the Gvuradika souls being the Kohanim. And that's from the Shoresh of Levi. So although technically what will happen is when Mashiach comes, it's still going to be descendants of Kohanim giving children to the Kohanim and descendants of Levim giving birth to Levim, but it's going to switch the soulfulness of them. All of a sudden, Kohanim are going to give birth to Gvuradika souls as opposed to Chasadikdika souls. You follow? So Tanya, by this one word, Levim shel achshav, the Levim of now, meaning their soulfulness of Levim, they will be Kohanim. Okay? Because it can't be that the Kohanim are not going to be from the Zera of Avram, because the Torah never can be switched. Look in footnote Ches. Yeah. Al Derech Zeh Mevarach Chasam Sofer. This way the Chasam Sofer explains, Chazal osid chazir li taher. In the future, the chazir will be tar. The pig will be kosher in the future. Devada Torah lo tei mechlev. What's going on? You can't change the. What do you mean? Pig's going to be kosher? El shel osid lovo. Ah, in the future, tishtan hametzius. The reality will change. The yu lechazir, the pig will have beis simanei tahara. Will have both of the kosher signs. Uchein hu yeh bochai tahor. He will be a kosher animal. He will start to chew his cud. He won't stop being a fresser. Wow. Wow. How's that for a? In other words, you can't change that. You can't say the chazir is going to be kosher. How can a chazir be kosher? You know, that's why I think there was a whole discussion. I don't remember. It was years ago I went through this. The Barabusa pig. You can Google it. Barabusa pig, which I believe they thought chewed its cud. And then there was a lot of talk of maybe it should be kosher. I don't know. Check it out. Lamaisa, we didn't say it's kosher.
Should I look now?
But no, I don't have to look now. You, in your spare time, when you go on the internet, you know, for fun, then just okay. Remember, I told me look up bear. I guess the way it sounds, Bara, Barabusa pig. And I think there was a talk years ago. You know, is the Barabusa pig kosher? Because it actually, from a biological point of view, it chewed its cud. I guess regurgitated it and whatever. But so therefore, and that's why the Torah writes, it's interesting why the Torah writes why the pig is not kosher. Why didn't the Torah just say the pig's not kosher? Why do you need two simonim? Why do we have to bother to say two simonim? So you could say, because that's the pshat. Because because right now they only have one simon. But if they'll have two simonim, then why shouldn't it be kosher? It says these are the ones, these are the three, this is the one that chews its cud, that doesn't chew its cud, but has split hooves. And that's why it's not kosher. Okay, so guess what? If it's gonna chew its cud, by definition, it's not a chazer. It's not a chazer anymore. It's a different animal. Shem will change the structure of it. So that's the same thing. It's like, so that same animal, though, is different. So now you're going to have a Kohen who now is sourced in fire and Gvura and not in Chesed. We won't need it. One sec. Okay. All right, let's move on. That was interesting. Now, let's now explain now, continuing, what's the connection between the Levites and this aspect of Gvura. V'yavara kesher ben alvim l'bein ha-gvuros, to explain this connection, continues the Tanya. V'avodas alavim, what was the service of the Levites? Hoysa, l'horim kol, to raise their voice, rina in song, v'toda and thanksgiving, b'shira v'zimra, oh, it's good for the Shabbos shira, with song and, you know, different types of song. Benigun anima, with pleasant tunes. Bebechinas ratzav eshov, with the aspect of running away and coming back. There's a big aspect in Chassidus. Running away and coming back. I mean, that's what a song does. Has the high and then the low. A real good song. Like a real good, what do you call it? What's the fancy word for these things? There's a piece. There's a whole concerto. I don't know, arrangement, a chvez. It's not, you know, it's a, like there's a logic to it. There's a high part. It's building up, 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 as if you want to escape, and then comes back. Explains. Yisbar lekam. We'll explain later on. Ba'avazu, this love, she karish b'yesh, it's like fiery coals. Tzerchadim latzer zas. You have to hold yourself back. Shliyovel lechalas nefesh, that you don't totally expire. Elashav, get back. Lim shavu, get back, connected to the body. Is there a rutz of a show? What's rutz of a show? Rutzo is to run, but not just run. Remember, run is from the root of rutzon, desire. Rutzon and rutz, same root. Who rutzon on a shama, the desire to soul, let's say, so he pardon me, to leave the body. That's what the soul wants. But for show, lashav will come back to the body. Shiras alavim, the songs alavim, sheba bechinas hagevuros, which is the aspect of gura, next page. With a wondrous sweetness, that would arouse a movement of the expiry of the soul. But together with that, an aspect of returning, to remain in the physical body. Continues the Tanya, Shehi bechinas ava azo zu, that this aspect of this strong and heavy love, zu kishal heves, it's like a flame, hayotze mina bozok, that escapes from the crucible, as the Gemara says in Chagiga. When you have a crucible, it's totally enclosed, and you're trying to refine something in the crucible. Now, sometimes, there's got to be epis a little bit of air, or the fire, there's no fire. So that little air, so sometimes the flame shoots out of the crucible. The crucible, it looks normal, then flame flies out and comes back in. That's how he's explaining this ruts over show. The flame's going out, but it's got to come back. That's what he's saying. Hashir of Zimr Shalavim, the song of the Levim, Hiba Bechinas Ava Azul, is such a powerful strength. She karish be'esh, it's like fiery coals, v'shal heves, the flame, hayotze min ha-bozok, that comes out of the crucible, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, v'ha-chayos, we're talking about now the angels that are called the chayos, it says about the angels, ratzo v'shov, kemara ha-bozok, they went back and forth like the vision of a bozok, the flame. All right, I said that in the brackets. Skip the brackets. My kemara bozok. What's kemara habozok? The Gemara says, keora yotze mibein acharosim, like the fire that comes out of the earthenware workers. Vamumishom. What's the understanding? Shabozok hu kli shemazakin bozazov. Bozok is a utensil that you refine gold. Ukishemazakin zov. When you refine the gold, yotze smina bozok shall have his esh b'koch god lomala. There comes out a flame, comes out, going up, powerful. But then it comes right back to the crucible. So this with a Jew below. Sha'avazu, this love, b'b'chinas k'vuras, he b'b'chinas ratzav v'shav. That's that kind of love. Okay, let's continue. Tanya continues. V'efsher lavar in yazedim v'chav. We can't really explain this adequately in print. It's, you can't write it down to feel what it really means. Rakol ish nilvav v'novon hamaskil aldover, but anybody whose heart is a heartful person and has bina can understand that this thing umamik lakasher daito utfunoso b'Hashem, and he deepens his connection of his da'as and his tfuna of Hashem, yimtza, he'll find tov v'or hagonus b'navshem askalas, he will find that hidden light in the intelligent soul that he has. Kochad lefum shiura delay. Everyone according to his level. Some are more influenced by what's inside and some are less. Acharei kedimas yiras chet. After he proceeds with his fear of sin. Liasur mirab bitachlis. To be completely removed from evil. So lios avonasechem avil, that your sins will not create any barrier at all. Commentary. In Zev Shalavar Bechsav, we can't really write this so well. Okay. One second. Okay. Let's see. In other words, your body is not equipped to explain what's going on inside of you. Right? All right, Ella Shemishu Ish Nilvav, but a person who's very heartfelt, Ish Shinyone Halev Bishlomaso, that his heart, the things that pertain to the heart, are in a complete place. Vechem Binyone Sechon, also as it refers to intellect, Hunavon, where you're clever, Bina, you have Bina, Maskel Al Dover, is Chachma, Umamik Likshur Daito, Tvunas Hashem is Das. In other words, you got all three of them, Chachma, Bina, Das. I refer you to this week's Parsha class, where we spent a lot of time talking about Das. Das is to live in the reality, not just to know it, to live in that reality. Adam say, Yachol Lamalim say, he can understand it. If you got Das, then you can understand it. But you can't express it. Kolech Lufi Asagos, everyone according to his nature, he's Palusa, the way he gets excited. He's Palus Shitchis, or Mukios, some get excited more superficially, some people deeper. Both in Gazette or both in some one way or another. Okay. So that's, you cannot express it. Let's take a look in Tess. Let's see if we can figure this one out. Tess. Behemshech, further on, I'm not exactly sure what he means when he tough iron rage bays. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Shazel Aldas, he says, brings a Gemara. Tuvna deliba lokus ve'inish. What does that mean? Keep it, it's just, that's the idea. You can't write down what's in the heart. Keep it. The truth is, Hareya etzba hakosevis, the finger that writes, Enoshim shochas al sevel, has nothing to do with your brains. Your finger has nothing to do with your brains. Rak al yedep bema kama mimutsaim mischaberes hanefesh amaskelis im nefeshchlis. It depends how much you're able to integrate and connect the spiritual soul to the animalistic soul. Nimshachas Hahara, and that illumination draws forth Dahara, Mumislabeshas Bekoa Chatnu, and then it gets enclosed in the power of movement, Shibidam Shabesa, in the blood, in the finger. Shekolzehu Bechinas Nivdelas Gamiso, but that still is all removed from the intellect. Ulachain, therefore, as Tochan Kavanaso, the real content of what he means, you can't write it. It's too far removed. However, ubedibur, but with speech, yochalavar yoser talking about. You can explain a little bit more what you mean. Kios yosadibur, the letters of speech enum gashmim kol kach yoser, they're not as physical as the letters on the paper. You can't even explain in speech so well. Really, it's more rak b'machshava shasa. It's in the brains, in the thoughts. You come to the deeper understanding. That's what it means. Rakol ish nilva v'novon. A person who's heartfelt and intelligent and understanding. Umaskal dover. Umamek l'kasher datut funosav Hashem. And you're trying to connect your intellect to Hashem's tuna. Then you're going to find that good that's in there. So what's he saying? He's saying is that this fire, this loving fire and all this stuff is very hard to express.
I can't put it in words.
And that's why they're not, the world is not a kli for the Levite. Mm. It's not a kli. Mm. What they really feel, the world can't hack it. Can't absorb it. It will when Mashiach comes. So what do we see from the Levite? So that their ability to sing. The singing he's saying is the Ratzo V'Shov. It's the expression of the deepest feeling of the connection to Hashem and the deepest desire to just get be out of this world. But then again, you have to come back to this world, right? And we don't have the kalim for that right now, because if we like this world too much, and if we'd leave, we just wouldn't come back, or we just would never try to leave. This idea of really knowing your place is somewhere else, but okay, I have to stay here. That's a very difficult level. But the Levim would express it through their Shira, with the up and the down, wanting to leave and then having to come back, which really fits into this week's Parsha, Shabbos Shira. What was the last of Shabbos Shira? You should go through the Parsha class. I can't go it over, but the whole idea of the Kriyas Yamsuf was to bring the Jews to the level of Das. Chachma and Bina they had regarding what Hashem was, but they didn't have the Das. The Das to really live in that reality. That can only happen if you jump into the Sea of Reeds. It's like, you know, the guy who's brave, can you express bravery on paper? Can you write it down? Like, we could say what you do. I'll jump into a fire. Okay, you're brave. But what are your feelings? You can't express it. But who else knows what you're talking about? Another brave guy. Another brave guy understands it. Brave people know what brave people are. People who aren't brave, you can't explain what bravery is. It's something from in here. It's in here. You can write what you did and what you were feeling, but it's just not gonna... But you know, and that's why, you know, it's interesting. I guess even when people went to war, they sang. That was part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's trying to get that idea.
Yeah.
So when the Jews, and da'as is something that needs more than thinking even. Da'as is something you have to act on. Only after you jump into the sea of reeds and go through it, and you live with emuna, then you have what we call das of what Hashem is. Then you really know who Hashem is. But when you know who Hashem is, it's very hard to put it down on paper. So the best you could do is to sing. A song is an expression of what you're feeling now that you have the das. And at that point, they had the das, and they sang out that song, where they experienced and went through it, and that's what this Shabbos is about, and that's why we sing Smiros on Shabbos. You sing Smiros on Shabbos because Shabbos is not this world, it's the other world. Shabbos is when the soul of the Levite will be the Kohen, and that means the Gvura will be the reality, the world will be able to hold that Gvura, and the singing is that expression on Shabbos. That's what Moshe brought Das. Moshe is Shabbos. Moshe gave us the Torah. Torah can only be understood with Das. Moshe is, again, Shabbos. So singing, it all fits into that. When it's so clear, Re'alat Hashem, and you can't write about it, you can't, but you could sing it. And you sing it with the highs and the lows, where you want to escape, and then you come back. And that's really Shabbos Miros. You like to just escape and be gone, but then you come back. Ratzol v'shov. So this is the beauty of Smiros, is to manifest and express that all. But of course, the end of the day is it has to bring you to Torah mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. And that's what next week we'll have to discuss. Because if it doesn't bring you back to Torah mitzvahs, what's it going to help to have any of this? What does love help if it doesn't bring you to Torah mitzvahs? So therefore, we're going to have to explain this a little further next week. Okay, shkoyach, guys. Yeah.